Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Rond, just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, and legally we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
Gig Talk. Gig Talk.
What's new at WGXC? Well, there are a lot less live musical performances on the air, as there are a lot fewer live musical performances anywhere these days. But WGXC has a new show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. called Gig Talk. Matt Motel and Kevin Shea take your calls about gigs, musical performances, future and past. Call in at 518-622-2598. Talk to Matt Motel and Kevin Shea on Gig Talk, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on WGXC. It's 518-622-2598. Call in to Gig Talk Thursday at 8 on the radio at 90.7 FM.
Entire neighborhood, so the gig didn't happen. That was a gig call.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Edition of Forgotten Geek with Corey McCasland on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Lots of news and trailers coming out of DC, which held its virtual con Fandome this weekend. Before that, it was revealed by Vanity Fair that Batfleck will rise one last time, hoping to make audiences forget, why did you say that name? By joining his predecessor, Michael Keaton, for some multiversal madness in Ezra Miller's long-delayed Flash movie. Based off director Andy Muschietti's comments, it sounds like he's playing Tony Stark to Flash's Peter Parker, including creating a more streamlined costume for him. The Wrap added that Affleck gave some story notes that have been taken on board. The Vanity Fair article also said that the Bats won't be the only heroes showing up as the Scarlet Speedster deals with a crisis resulting from his Flashpoint. The trailer for Matt Reeves' The Batman debuted at Fandome, and the director filled in some details on the accompanying HBO Max series by him and Terrence Winter, as the movie draws on Mike Barr's Batman Year 2 story in addition to Darwin Cook's Batman Ego. The series will be set during Year 1, told from the POV of a corrupt cop as a mass vigilante begins bringing change to Gotham. The story many correctly thought would also be a basis for Bat-Pat Begins, The Long Halloween by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sales. We'll get a two-part animated adaptation next year as part of the relaunched, mostly unconnected DTV line, along with Bruce Timm's 70s set Kung Fu homage Batman Soul the Dragon, and leading into our next item, Justice Society World War II. Other news coming out of Fandome include the subtitle for the next Shazam installment, Fury of the Gods, while Dwayne Johnson revealed that as Black Adam, he'll be facing off the cinematic debut of the original super team, the Justice Society, the lineup being Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Adam's godson, Atom Smasher, and original non-robot Red Tornado granddaughter, Cyclone. The behind-the-scenes video for James Gunn's The Suicide Squad revealed some of the characters, including that Idris Elba will be not playing not Bronze Tiger, as speculated, but totally forgotten Superman nemesis Bloodsport, also confirmed that John Cena is, in his words, douchey Captain America Peacemaker. Nathan Fillion is new character TDK, but IGN speculates with good reason he could be a rework of Arms Fall Off Boy. Yes, that is a character that actually exists. And Peter Capaldi is Flash villain The Thinker. At the surprise panel for the long-promised revival of the fan-favorite, minority-focused Milestone universe, Creative Chief Reginald Hudlin said they're looking at bringing their most recognized character, Static Shock, to the screen. The electricity-wielding teen hero starred in 2000's animated series and made an appearance on Justice League Unlimited. Leading up to this was the long-expected overhaul of all Warner's media by AT&T, which included major layoffs at DC Comics and the folding of the DC Universe app. Now sole publisher Jim Lee said the latter's shows and comics archive access will be folded into HBO Max, so fingers crossed for Harley and Ivy's animated wild ride to continue. Our first set appropriately starts with what would have been the villain song for the unproduced Batman stage musical, Jim Steinman's In the Land of the Pigs.
So aimlessly, but what do they know? What do they think and who do they tell? Well, no one at all. Their lives are purely meaningless, and we are busy being blessed with all that we can take and pocket. No one needs to know. We're the plug and they're the socket. Give us the juice and we'll glow. Can't you hear? To the animals sing. Can't you hear the slaughterhouse bells in the land of the pig? The butcher is king in the land of the pig. The butcher is king. Can't you hear the choir now? Listen to the marketplace sing. Can't you hear the slaughterhouse bells in the are all so tawdry and they're nothing but trash. And we're the biggest trash collective, what do you expect? They've got no standards perfect for us, we lower the bar. And we'll open up Pandora's box. Pandora gave us keys and locks, and they're the victims waiting for their mugger. Come to the confessional so I can tell you all to bugger off. No time like now. And we'll do it our way today in the USA. We know what to say if you stand in our way. Don't stand in our way. That's our way. No time like today. Can't you hear the choir now? Listen
Mm-hmm.